Hello, beautiful podcast listeners. I'm so happy that you're listening today. Welcome to the HSP podcast. I'm Julie Bieland, and I'm a psychotherapist specializing in high sensitivity and the neurodiverse. Well, I want to share some of my personal journey that I've been on lately because I've had so many profound moments and experiences, and those insights, they've just been incredible, and I want to share some of them and how I got there. I've been having some really big revelations about like letting go of judgment and really moving towards this liberation of living in your authentic identity, and how so many of us as sensitive people, we have this burden that we've been carrying, and it's like this clipboard person, this imaginary clipboard person is walking around taking notes of all the things that we're doing wrong and how we should be and how we shouldn't be so sensitive, and we shouldn't be this or we shouldn't be that, or we're too much of this, or this is what we're supposed to do or not supposed to do. And those little pieces that sometimes we don't even realize we're carrying around. I had done a lot of personal work, obviously, over the years. I've talked about it a lot on the podcast. But this new level was really interesting. I was going through menopause, started having a bunch of health issues. At the same time, my two sons went off to college, so I was this empty nester, and suddenly, like, what is my identity kind of feeling? And it really got me into a really conscious place. And but before that conscious place, it got me to a really dark place. And I was really struggling, probably struggling more than I could remember. I mean, it was really hard. But I'm actually so grateful that I was able to move past that, through that, I should say. And I made some really conscious decisions for myself. I was kind of like, wow, I have got to prioritize my health, my well-being, and myself. I mean, I had been a mother for over 20 years. And then before that, I was really a big part of raising my nieces. And I just was always focused on other people. And it was just such a natural part of me. And even though I had done so much self-work over the years, there were still these levels I needed to go. And I had a space now. I mean, because I was an empty nester and I had made a decision to move. And I really wanted to be by water. That had always been something that has been a dream of mine. So I sold my home, and I have no idea how I did that when the chaos of my brain was happening, but I was just determined. And I moved near a place where I could be near my mom as she's aging. And also, I wanted to be by water. So I rented a place on this, like, kind of like a lagoon that's near the ocean. And I am also near a dog beach. And all of those things were really just my dreams. So I made it happen. And every day I just sat at the edge of the water and I watched the sunrise. And I made a commitment to myself that I would really figure out what was going to make me happier and how I could fully just really spend time consciously knowing myself. And there were some days that were really hard. Like, you know, you have those moments where you're going through something hard or something stressful has happened and you just want to avoid it and you want to stay busy so you don't think about it. Or maybe you just never slow down to think about it. But I really wanted to give myself time to slow down and really think about it. What was I feeling? What was I needing? And how could I? At first, I almost looked at it as like dating myself, because I also had made a decision to become single. And that was a conscious decision, because I really wanted this time to refocus, recenter, and figure out, who am I at this stage of life? What is my purpose? What is next? And also every day commit to my mental health. That was a big one. Like, I think it was literally every day. I was like, my commitment is to my mental health. How am I going to continue to, you know, to focus on that? So it became really beautiful. I spent all this time with these water birds that were around, and I made friends with some fish, and I started to get super excited about waking up in the morning and see my little new family outside and watch the sunrise. And I also watch the sunset every night, every day, every morning, sunrise, every night, sunset. That became something that I really wanted to be conscious about. And I wrote and I thought about my feelings and I worked through the hard stuff. And I really, so then I wanted to understand myself on an even higher level. And there had been this piece that had been in me that I'd been researching. And that is, we've heard so much about, where is the line between sensitivity and autism, for example? And I used to think that there was this gap that wasn't talked about, that the highest of us, you know, those of us that are on the highest end of sensitivity, if there's a spectrum of sensitivity and you're at the very top, because that's where I am. And I know a lot of you are there. A lot of my followers are there in my community. And it led me to realize that there were very specific things that we were seeing in highly sensitive people in the extreme level of sensitivity, that we was distinguishing them. There was this gap that wasn't being talked about it. And right now, that there is no other name for that gap. I wish we could give it some other kind of a name, because what it actually is on the spectrum of autism. So those of us that have really extreme, like sensory sensitivities, like I'm really noise sensitive, or I need a lot of alone time. That's like a profound need. And that's my kitty. And different things. So anyway, I was sorting through some of the differences, and that made me redo my sensitivity quiz. And I put a call out to everyone to redo your sensitivity quizzes. And that's something that I hope everyone does, because we need to look at that space between sensitivity and autism, because it's actually an important piece to look at. So I redid my sensitivity quiz and I created an autism quiz. And through that process, I, along with many other highly sensitive people, discovered that we are actually autistic on the spectrum. Now, looking, I want to even talk about the medical model versus the neurodiversity model. I also put high sensitivity in under the umbrella of neurodiversity. So there's an umbrella of neurodiversity, and under that umbrella is high sensitivity, autism, ADHD, different things. And what that really means is a different type of brain wiring. It's a different way of experiencing the world. We already know, as highly sensitive people, we've been experiencing the world differently. And through, because we've been experiencing the world differently, it's done something to us. We've also received messages that there's something wrong with how we experience the world. And that has changed something. What separated the people from, you know, those who are highly sensitive and can, you know, kind of move towards their some of their career goals, have the balance in their life that they're looking for, and what makes others struggle with that. And having experienced both sides of that, we've learned that it's the judgment piece. It's the piece that thinks that we're wrong in some way. And if you can remove that piece, and you really start to remove that piece when you talk about neurodiversity, or when you really dive into that subject, and you realize that just like biodiversity is important in nature, we need diversity in nature and humans. So we move away from that medical model that says there's something wrong with how we're experiencing the world. And we move into a place that talks about that we experience things in this way specifically and intentionally. It's intentional that there is a group of people who are under that neurodiversity umbrella who have a different type of brain wiring that makes us experience the world in different ways. We are more attuned. We know we're really good at noticing details and, you know, things that people miss. We can feel what other people are feeling. There is, we have a really great way of seeing outside of the box and looking at different ways of doing things. And I could just go on and on. So there are so many positives to this, and those positives are needed. So we look at removing that label that tells us something's wrong with being different, and we embrace being different is actually awesome and incredible. And we see that there is, you know, like if we look in autism, for example, we tend to have specific heightened interests. And if you're someone that's actually working in the field in that specific interest of yours, you're probably excelling. You're probably someone that is knows a lot of more than most people about that subject, because that's how your brain works. And yeah, we want that. So, you know, there's so much to say about all this, and it's like unveiling our identity, really. Who are you when you remove that judgment? Can you step into the real you? And like, I've had such profound experiences in my growth work, and I want to talk about that and how you can get those experiences and really release that shame that you've been carrying and embrace this piece of you that loves who you are. Like, I probably for the first time, not until I reached my 50s, was I able to get there, really, truly get there, that place that's like, wow. Especially realizing that there are these challenges too with high sensitivity and with autism. There are definite challenges because we're living in a world created by neurotypicals who do things differently and probably are not highly sensitive. So we have a lot of challenges that things can be more difficult for us because the world's not set up for us. If we can live in environments that, and you know, really meet our needs more, then there is a lot more resilience and energy in that. So that's part of what we want to talk about too, is like, how do we really live to our fullest potential? How can we do those things that we want to do in the world? And believe me, the world needs you to do those things. Like, we need more highly sensitive people, autistic people, neurodiverse people in positions of all kinds of different positions. We need you out there, and we need you doing your thing, and we need you to be creative and use your most beautiful brains that you have. And we need that. My cat, he's like chasing something and meowing. Anyway, you can go to hsppodcast.com. I'll put links to everything in the show notes. hsppodcast.com. And thanks for listening. Let me know what came up for you. I also would love to have a conversation in the comments of this episode. I'd love to hear from you. So I read all those comments. So write your comments and I'll write you back, and it would be a fascinating conversation about all of this also. Sending out lots of love to all of you. Hope you're taking good care of your beautiful, sensitive selves. Until next time.